No, the Big 12 didn't bust out. It was just an off year. That's it. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. It is great to be here with you as we look back on the NFL draft, all that was for the league, and some of the best fits, plus a look ahead to 2025 and what's to come on that front. So let's start here. The Big 12 finished fifth of the Power 5 conference is with number of draft picks. The Big 12 ended up, when you look at the numbers, with less than, yes, the Big 10, the SEC, the Pac-12, and the ACC. The SEC led the way with 59 NFL draft picks. The Pac-12 had 43. The Big 10 had 42. The ACC had 41. And the Big 12 had 31. After that, it was a huge drop-off to the Sun Belt with six. So there's clearly an enormous gap between the Power 5 and everybody else. And of course, we know the Pac-12 is going to cease to exist. Of course, we've got four of these teams coming into the Big 12. We've got a bunch of these other teams, of course, going to the Big 10. So things are moving very, very quickly. But anyone who's going to tell you that the Big 12 busted out because of how the first round went, and of course, also how the rest of the NFL draft went, no, it was just a down year. That's it. That's last year there were six first-round picks from the Big 12. And it's not like that was all Oklahoma-Texas. One OU guy, one Texas guy. That's it. You had TCU, Iowa State. You had programs covered in the Big 12 that are going to be in the Big 12 this year and beyond. It was not all OU-Texas. It was just a down year. And when you look at this from a holistic approach, what you're going to realize is the Big 12 could very well have several, and I'm talking like half a dozen, seven, eight players get drafted in the first round next year in 2025, which goes to show you this just was a down year, and that happens sometimes. I started looking at mock drafts for 2025 just because I was like, you know, bored and looking for something to do, all right? And I'm telling you, You may have at least half a dozen Big 12 players go in the first round alone next year. Who are some of those names that are being talked about? Shedeur Sanders. Now, do I think Shedeur Sanders is a first rounder today? No, but once again, I'm going through the mock drafts here. Travis Hunter, two guys from Colorado. That makes sense. That I can get behind. Some of the other names I've seen pop up in mock drafts for 2025 from the Big 12. Colin Oliver, Oklahoma State linebacker. His teammate, Ollie Gordon. Maybe people see value in the running back position. Not saying he's a top 10 pick, but I could see Ollie Gordon being a late first round pick in the NFL draft if he follows up last year with a big 2024. Wyatt Millum, offensive lineman from West Virginia, is getting some love as an athletic offensive tackle who can play both the run and the pass. So there's a guy that's getting first round love from West Virginia. You've got out of Cincinnati, Dante Corleone. He's getting some love. Defensive tackle, big man. I've seen him showing up in first-round mock drafts for 2025. So you're starting to see names out there of guys who are getting a lot of love who are from the Big 12 who very well could end up being first-round picks next season. So let's pump the brakes on the Big 12 is screwed. The Big 12 has no chance. You've got guys like McMillan, the wide receiver at Arizona, getting first-round love. There's a bunch of these guys that maybe if you're a casual Big 12 fan or even a casual college football fan, you don't really know their names. But I'm not sitting here looking at this draft and saying to myself, wow, Big 12 is going to be a second-tier league. We've got no chance. The Big 12's never going to make it. Woe is me. This is really a shame. No. I'm just saying off year. And also, here's the thing about the Big 12. The Big 12, yes, is not going to churn and burn guys to the NFL every year like Georgia, like Alabama, like Michigan. They're not. You get more, ideally, developmental programs. That's what you're going to get in the Big 12. Hopefully, guys who might have been three-star recruits, maybe lower four-star guys, you develop them in your program, and they become NFL-caliber players, right? That's what you want. that's going to be the blueprint for the Big 12 in large part. It's not going to be buying the five-star guys, handing them the bag, and getting them off to the NFL as quickly as possible. That's not going to be the blueprint for most Big 12 programs. So with that being said, you're going to have some years where you crank out a lot of NFL players. But you're also going to have some down years because you are more developmentally based. It doesn't mean you can't play with the big guys in the SEC and the Big Ten. That's not what this means. You will have teams capable of doing that in this league. It's just more about whether or not in every single NFL draft, you have a bunch of those players. And this year, the Big 12 didn't. And that's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It doesn't mean the league isn't any good. It doesn't mean anything like that. But next year, I think you're going to see a ton of Big 12 guys come off the board. And I believe it's going to be very impressive when people are looking at the draft saying, wow, look at all these guys out of the Big 12. That's what they'll be saying this time next year. So fear not. I'm not worried. You shouldn't be either. Let me give you some of the good fits here coming out of the weekend in the Big 12 when it comes to NFL draft fits. Well, there's a couple that really stand out to me. And it's the rich getting richer. Two of the best fits out of the Big 12 in the NFL draft. Xavier Worthy, Texas wide receiver, to the Kansas City Chiefs late in the first round. Chiefs trading up with the Bills of all teams. The Bills, who infamously traded their pick with the Chiefs for Patrick Mahomes all those years ago, just traded with the Chiefs again this year to get him the fastest player in NFL draft combine history. I mean, you deserve everything coming your way, Buffalo, and I feel for you, Josh Allen. But neither here nor there. Xavier Worthy with the Chiefs. You cannot ask for a better fit. Look at the way this team nursed Rashee Rice along last year. They built him up. They used him wisely. They allowed him to gain confidence as the season went on. And then you saw him just become a bigger player with a bigger role every single week throughout the playoffs, eventually ending with a Super Bowl championship once again in Kansas City. Now you get Xavier Worthy with Tyreek Hill's speed and a veteran now in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid calling your plays. Xavier Worthy, the upside is unlimited, my man. Just do not get behind a Lamborghini and drive it 120 miles an hour on a freeway. That's the only way you can screw this up. Just ask Rashee Rice, okay? Don't screw it up. Don't. But man, that is an incredible fit. By the way, as we continue with the show here, subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast. We always appreciate our radio affiliates being here as well on the show. That's fit number one. Fit number two also happens to be out of the Big 12. I should say out of the Kansas City Chiefs. And that is Jared Wiley, TCU tight end. This guy, I'm not saying that he's the replacement for Travis Kelce. But man, if you watch Jared Wiley and you saw what he was capable of doing at TCU, it was always fun. You know, you had to watch a lot of TCU, but at 6'7", 260, once again, you put a guy with that size, with solid twitch, solid speed, in a Chiefs offense, with Andy Reid calling plays. Man, you got yourself something there with Jared Wiley, who fell to the fourth round, the 131st pick. That just feels like a great fit. And if Travis Kelce wants to teach Jared Wiley a thing or two, man, this, you could very well see two Big 12 guys leading the Kansas City Chiefs for the next 10 years in Xavier Worthy and Jared Wiley. That's what this has the potential to be. It's too much pressure to call him the replacement for Travis Kelce. That's unfair to say a fourth-round pick is replacing one of the all-time greats, if not the greatest tight end, pass-catching tight end especially, in the history of the NFL and Travis Kelce. But wow, you could not ask for a better situation. Just so impressive what they were able to do. And I love that, you know, it seems like Andy Reid does have a soft spot for some Big 12 guys, right? Leading the way with Patrick Mahomes. And I know Travis Kelce, as a Cincinnati guy, was not a Big 12 guy, but think about all the Big 12 dudes now that you've got with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I mean, you got Creed Humphrey, Oklahoma. You got Mahomes. You've got the BYU tackle they selected in the second round. You've got Xavier Worthy. You've got Jared Wiley. Travis Kelce, we'll call him a Big 12 guy, right? I mean, that's pretty damn good. And I'm sure there's one or two I'm missing, but there's a lot of Big 12 connections on the offense for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's damn fun to watch. It really is. So that I thought was a great fit as well. When you look at great fits coming out of the Big 12, also Cooper Beebe, the offensive guard from Kansas State, he falls to the third round to the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I thought Cooper Beebe could have been, and I said on this show last week, a late first rounder. I know the offensive guard position doesn't get the attention of the offensive tackle position, and I understand why, but still, I thought that for the right team, he would have been an outstanding fit. But he didn't go in the first round. Didn't go in the second round. That surprised me a lot. But he ends up going down into the third round and lands with the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys have done a great job with the offensive line. All right, they have. So that's been a good spot, and I think he's going to make a difference there. I think he's going to be a big part of that offensive line for years to come. You can plug him there for 10 years and know he's going to be your guy. And, you know, they've had losses on the offensive line too. So this guy can step in right away, play, be a factor for you. And I really like Cooper Beebe and where he landed there. Other guys that I think are great fits with where they ended up, Zach Frazier, West Virginia center, ends up going to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the second round. And listen, I think you think about being the center for the Steelers, right? You know what Mike Tomlin wants to do. He's going to lean heavy on that offensive line. And with a guy like Zach Frazier now in that spot, with what he's able to do and how I think he's going to develop into that role right away, West Virginia to Pittsburgh, I mean, listen, I know that Morgantown and Pittsburgh hate each other and the teams hate each other, but let's be honest. There's a lot of similarities in terms of those communities, that part of the world. Zach Frazier's a natural fit geographically, obviously. I love everything about it for him, and I love everything about it for the Steelers as well. Not that I think the Steelers are a playoff team anytime soon, but I do think that they're a team and a program that is going to be on the upswing. But the AFC is just so stacked right now. I mean, you know, you obviously look at the top, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo. And I think the Houston Texans are not far behind. So you are in a very difficult spot there. But all in all, I think those are some of the best fits that I saw out of the Big 12 in this year's NFL draft. So it is going to be a lot of fun to see these guys. I love following these guys when they take that next step, when they end up going to the NFL, and just seeing how their careers play out. And, you know, who underachieves, who overachieves, who ends up being a star, who ends up being a bust. We always know what happens. So how is it going to go for this crop of guys out of the Big 12? That is always something that I'm fascinated by, because there's someone that surprises you, and they surprise you in either way. Either they surprise you because they totally flame out, or they surprise you because they totally exceed expectations. And I'll admit, Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys for me. I didn't see Patrick Mahomes going to the NFL and doing what he's done. I'll never forget, I think it was his last Big 12 game, he lost to Iowa State. Let me pull this. I got to pull this up real quick. But his last college game, he lost to Iowa State 66-10, November 19 of 2016. I mean, that's how bad it was. He went 2-6 in the Big 12. Guys won 3 Super Bowls. Who saw that coming? Patrick Mahomes, in his last regular season game, got boat raced by, what was the guy's, the quarterback for Iowa State that year. Who would Jacob Park and Joel Lanning torch Patrick Mahomes? I mean, oh my goodness. That's unbelievable, right? So there's things that surprise you on either end. And as Steven puts on Facebook, Mahomes never beat West Virginia or Texas Tech. I assume that's what you meant there, Steve, either of them. That is just crazy. I mean, just you can't even comprehend it. But so much of the NFL is where you land. It's not just about how you play and how good you are. It's what kind of fit do you get. Mahomes, under Andy Reid, sitting behind Alex Smith for a year. Alex Smith, who is willing to teach him what it's like to be an NFL quarterback. That's big time. Now, you guys know I'm here in Kansas City. I'll leave you with this story. So I know someone in the real estate industry who helped Patrick Mahomes get his first apartment when he came to Kansas City. Rookie year, you know, I mean, first round pick, but once again, he came in as the backup to Alex Smith. And he gets an apartment down on the plaza here in Kansas City. And the person that I know is in real estate was working with the Mahomes family a little bit. And, you know, he had a pretty basic, I mean, nice apartment, but pretty basic compared to what he's got now. And his mother was talking to the realtor and, you know, the folks he was working with. And the realtor folks asked him, they said, hey, to his mother, Randy. They said, Randy, what do you want us to do furnishing-wise? Like, what can we get in this apartment for him to make sure he's comfortable? And Patrick Mahomes' mother, according to this person that I spoke with, said, and I'm paraphrasing here, keep the apartment as basic as possible because he's here to play football. And man, did that work out. Did that work out. And I hope it works out for every single Big 12 dude who got drafted this week in the NFL draft. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here, for being a part of the show. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on the podcast. We always appreciate you guys continuing to grow this show. And if you're not on the message boards, hop on there. I'm on there all the time. They're free. They're fun. We're building that Big 12 community. We want to get out on the road this season as well and do some stuff. We want your input on the message boards. So just know that that's a great way to help us continue to grow. And thank you for sharing this show with a friend or two. Now let's continue here and talk about one of the other biggest stories of the weekend, and that is Dylan Edwards coming home to Kansas State. What a coup for the Kansas State Wildcats, landing Dylan Edwards in the transfer portal out of Colorado. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. Thanks for being here and joining us. And I want to make sure that you are subscribed to the show, subscribed to the channel, YouTube, podcast. We so appreciate you being here and doing that for us. So that way you never miss a show because we are all off-season football talk right now. And there's a lot going on, including Dylan Edwards. Sunday came down. He is going back to Kansas State where he was originally committed. Then it was Notre Dame. Then it was following Dion to Colorado. And now after 1 year, he is deciding to come home to Manhattan, Kansas. And what a job by Chris Klieman and his staff. First off, welcoming this guy back, not being petty about it, and just saying, you know what? He makes us better. He's a legacy. He's a Kansas kid. Of course, goes back a long ways with Avery Johnson. And this sets up some real magic for Kansas State. Not just this year, but you're talking about multiple years now where these guys can play together, where Kansas State can find itself competing at the top of the Big 12 conference. So let's talk about this backfield now. This is an all-Kansas backfield for Kansas State. You've got Avery Johnson, of course. You've got now Dylan Edwards. And don't forget DJ Giddens, who should not be overlooked. I mean, people are going to overlook him maybe outside of Manhattan and maybe outside of the Big 12. But DJ Giddens ranked fourth in the Big 12 in yards from scrimmage last season, 1,200-plus yards. Rushing 300-plus receiving yards, 13 total touchdowns, and was honorable mention all Big 12. There's probably not a lot of casual college football fans that know the name DJ Giddens, outside of the Big 12 especially. But they should, because this guy comes back as one of the best running backs in the Big 12, and that is a stacked league right now when you look at the running back position. And DJ Giddens is one of the best. And he is now going to be partnered side by side with Dylan Edwards. And this works out for everybody. Obviously, it makes Kansas State better, but it also works out for Giddens and for Edwards. If you're a running back, you want to be featured. You want NFL scouts to see what you're capable of, but you don't want your body to break down in college, because we know one of the reasons that running back has been devalued in the NFL, there's a lot of reasons. The rules are changing, favoring the passing game. But another reason is these bodies are so beat up by the time they get to college or by the time they get to the NFL. Guys are bigger. Guys are stronger. Guys are faster. The hits are harder. So the hits you're taking in college are, I don't want to say equivalent to the NFL, but it's not the drop-off that it would have been a generation ago in many cases. So you're better off, if you're DJ Giddens, showcasing your stuff. The NFL is going to have the tape on you. And then you get some blows having a guy like Dylan Edwards in that backfield with you. And by the way, it helps your team win games. This is a win for everybody. Nobody loses here out of this deal. I mean, Colorado does. What a stupid job and bad job by Deion in Colorado letting this guy walk. He was a true freshman last year, and he did nothing but produce for you. And don't forget, he produced for a Colorado team that had one of the worst offensive lines in America at the Power 5 level. They were terrible. And now you got a situation where, you know, you feel pretty good about things. Having a guy like Dylan Edwards joining you in that backfield with Avery Johnson and DJ Giddens. I mean, this is shaping up to be kind of one of these magic carpet rides where you've got three Kansas guys in that backfield. And if they can do something like win a Big 12 title, get to a college football playoff, win a game, or dare I say two, in a college football playoff, this can do an enormous amount of good for high school football in the state of Kansas. You know, high school football in Kansas is not Texas, obviously. It's not Oklahoma. But there are some hidden gems in and around this state that people don't realize. The most recent prominent name that comes to mind is Breece Hall, Iowa State running back, now with the New York Jets, and we can debate, you know, and throw out other names as well, but Breece Hall comes to mind. There is talent in this state if you mine it and you find the right guys. And now Kansas State may very well win a Big 12 title with three Kansas guys in that backfield in Dylan Edwards, Avery Johnson, and DJ Giddens. And it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun to watch. So this was a great move. Now, what we're talking about with NIL, I don't know. Credit to our guy, Tim Fitzgerald, over at Go Power Cat. They had this first, and I have not seen anything about what the NIL money is when it comes to what got Dylan Edwards to come back to Kansas State. But I got to imagine that part of this for Dylan Edwards, who, you know, once again, this is home for him. This is where he was originally committed. This is where, you know, his father had a legacy. I'm guessing it was more than just money. I don't want to make any assumptions, but a part of me has to believe that Dylan Edwards made this move and it wasn't about the biggest bidder and the highest paycheck. It was about a guy who also said, where am I going to be happy? Where can I win? Where can I make a difference? Where can I, yes, leave a legacy? And leaving a legacy has gotten lost in this crazy NIL world. You know, I know that it's all about the bag. I get it. I'm not naive to it. But there was something to be said for a guy who spent 4 to 5 years in a program and got to know the boosters, got to shake their hands, got to hang out before the games, after the games, you know, various functions for the team and the program and the university. And there's value in that, especially if you're somebody who doesn't know what your post-playing career is going to look like. There's value in having a home, in being in a place where people know you and you know them. Beyond just, I was there for a year and I collected a $50, $100, a $250,000 check. But if you're not the guy who's going to be collecting a quarter million plus, you're in many cases better off, barring some, you know, special circumstances, staying where you are, building a rapport, building relationships with your coaching staff and your boosters, and having people that will basically pay you back. And I don't mean literally pay you back with money. I mean pay you back from the standpoint of just help you out. Because there has to be life after playing football. It might be coaching football, but there has to be life after playing football. And the relationships and the connections that you can make at a university beyond just playing there for one season here and one season there, I think that's getting lost in this whole conversation about NIL and, you know, the craziness that we're living in right now. The pendulum will swing back the other way. It always does. But this is one of those examples where Dylan Edwards made the best move. Not just for a guy looking to play, looking to make an impact, looking to be part of a good team, but he made the best move for himself. Because if Dylan Edwards has the career that we think he can have at Kansas State, if he does the things at Kansas State that we think he can do, and if he lifts that team to levels of success that we think it can have with him on board, he will set himself up for life. He will. That may be playing in the NFL. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But he will set himself up for his post-playing days and for life. And another 50 grand here or another 50 grand there from Nebraska or Oklahoma or some of the other teams that were eyeballing him, Tennessee, whoever it might have been, this is worth more. And I don't know if that was part of his calculation. It should have been. And if it was, that is wise beyond his years. And it is a very, very smart move. I see no downside to any of this. I think this is going to work out great for the Kansas State Wildcats and for Dylan Edwards. Chris Kleiman's going to know how to use him. That offensive staff is going to be innovative with him, but they're also going to protect him. So welcome home, Dylan Edwards. Nice job, my man. We're happy to have you here in the Big 12. I guess you were technically in the Big 12 because Colorado's moving to the Big 12, but this is going to be great for the future Big 12. It is huge for Kansas State, and it is some big-time news if you're in Manhattan on a Sunday. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thanks for joining us on the show. Subscribe so you never miss a video, never miss a show on the podcast, and we will have much more coming your way. Also, make sure you hop on those Heartland College Sports message boards. We need some more K-Staters on there. We do. It's free. Go to heartlandcollegesports.com. Sign up now. We'll talk to you soon, and go Big 12.